We have lots of stories. We could keep you here for a very long time. I won't do that. But I'll share the one about me. Actually, I might share both of them. When Mark and I were learning about healing, we had gone to someone's home, and she was teaching us, and she prayed over me. We had gone for a different reason, but she prayed over me, and I felt something. I didn't know exactly what it was, but she had put her hand here, and I felt something. I have had trouble breathing since I was a baby. I was born with asthma. And, in fact, when I was about 10 years old, one of my lungs had collapsed because I got so sick. And so I learned how to scale back my activities or not do so much so it wouldn't make me so sick. And I just got used to living that way. But I noticed after she prayed for me that I wasn't having any trouble breathing. And so I called her and I said, "Did you have something on your hand when you prayed over me?" And she said, "No. Why?" And I said, "Well, I felt kind of this tingly feeling." And so I said, "I think the Lord healed me." It happened to be 2 weeks before my 40th birthday. So I understand when this man waited for 38 years to be healed, because I had to wait for such a long time for my healing. I had prayed for it for a very long time. But the Lord chose in that instant to heal me, even though that wasn't what I was pursuing. I was being obedient and pursuing teaching on healing instead of seeking healing for myself. So that's where the obedience plays into this story. I am a counselor. Second story. I am a counselor, and I had someone come into my office, and she was limping. Her leg really hurt. And I said, "What's up with your leg?" She said, "Oh, I don't know. I did something to it, but I might not be able to go into work tomorrow. It's so bad." And I said, "Okay, well, how about if I pray over that? Would that be okay?" And she was like, "Sure, I don't think it's going to do anything, but if you want to." So I did. I put my hand on her leg, and I said, "In the name of Jesus, I command that this leg be healed." And instantly, she said it felt better, and she was able to walk out. The cost for her was she didn't get a day off of work
the next day. She got to go to work.
So just a couple of stories to help know that God does still heal today. Wasn't just in the past.